It is January 25th, 2021. This is Barack Lesnar of Barack Lesnar Hoops, bringing you the top transaction trends for week six. And if you could do me a favor, please go ahead and give me those thumbs up, smash that like button for the YouTube algorithm. And if you're new to Barack Lesnar Hoops, please welcome. Get yourself comfortable, kick your shoes off, grab some popcorn. We're about to discuss some of the best pickups for you to consider for this week, and something great that you can see here that you may not see on your Yahoo client is, if we can get there, here we go, is this games played bar right here. Do you see this? So I know, for example, that Emmanuel Quickly only has 3 games this week. So maybe if I'm looking for a streamer instead of a long-term piece, and what I'm looking for is to maximize my games played, I'm going to pick somebody who's playing 4 games. And instead of having to figure out who that is, you can get the Fantasy Basketball Wizard Chrome extension that I have right here. It's a great extension. This is just one of the many things that it does. One of the other features that I love is the fact that it gives you this extended box score right here. If you look on your Yahoo client, you're probably only seeing like 3 or 4 of these categories. So another great feature. And again, it's the Fantasy Basketball Wizard Chrome extension. You can find it in the Google Chrome store. So go ahead and look for that. And they are friends of Barack Lesnar Hoops. And they also have their website, the Sports Wizard NBA website. Just full of features. My favorite extension, that's why I plug it. And if I didn't use it, I wouldn't plug it. I've been using it for years. So if you don't have it, you definitely want to check it out, because it makes this research so much easier. We discussed Emmanuel Quickly. He had 31 points, hit 5 threes. He played 24 minutes. And while there's been some inconsistency there with the minutes, if he keeps having nice performances like that, he may outright win that starting role. And if that were to happen, he'd have a lot of value. The problem has been the inconsistent minutes. I definitely would take a flyer on him, but don't be surprised if in the next game he gets 15 minutes and you feel the need, like you want to drop him. As far as a streamer, he only plays 3 games this week versus several other players that are playing 4. So if you're trying to maximize those games played, that's something to keep in mind. Kendrick Nunn had 4 three-pointers, 18 points, and he's been playing really well while Tyler Hero has been injured and while Jimmy Butler has been out. With them coming back, it doesn't seem like they're long-term. I don't know if Kendrick Nunn is going to go back to a similar role, because if he does, he's going to lose a lot of his value. He wasn't getting a lot of minutes when those guys were healthy. With him playing this well, maybe he does get more minutes. But Avery Bradley, somebody else who's going to be in the mix, I'm just not confident that he's going to get the minutes when those guys are healthy, because that's what was happening before. I don't know if Eric Spoelstra is going to have a change of heart, but I'm not banking on it, personally speaking. Cole Anthony has been rough to own, but over the last couple of games, he's been doing better. Last game, he played 33 minutes, and it was a close game for his team. He had 14 points, 5 rebounds, 6 assists, a steal, and a block, 2 three-pointers. And the nice thing is he's consistently getting 27 or more minutes. The playing time is there. And sometimes that's why you hold on when the playing time is there. When the playing time isn't there, that's when it's easy to let a guy go. But when the opportunity and the playing time is there and the leash is there, and what I mean is they have opportunity to mess up without their minutes being jeopardized, eventually these guys start to figure it out, especially when you get towards the middle of the season. He's starting to do better. I had him in a 16-team league where I could have dropped him several times, but I've held on just because I believe in his long-term potential to help my team out. TJ McConnell is putting up some sneaky value because he has that ability to get assists and steals. We've mentioned him here before. He doesn't really do much else outside of those assists and steals, but he does do those pretty well. So he's somebody I would keep in mind. Patty Mills is still only rostered in 36% of leagues. He played on January 24th, hit 4 three-pointers at 21 points, had a steal. He definitely belongs on more rosters than he's currently on. And it does look like he gets 4 games this week. He's been pretty dynamic. You could do a whole lot worse if you need the scoring, if you need the three-pointers. His efficiency has been pretty good so far. He's somebody that you want to consider. Now, I don't want to promise you that this is going to happen. I don't know. But Ricky Rubio got a start, played 28 minutes, and the team won, okay? The team won. The team that's been struggling to win won with him getting playing time. That may be something to keep an eye on moving forward, because if he were to become a starter, if they do start winning games with him getting more playing time, he's going to be worthy of being on your roster. He's only rostered in 50% of leagues right now. I just made a trade for him in a 16-team league because in the past, he's always done this thing where he starts off so slow, and then towards the end of the season, he's one of the best point guards in fantasy basketball. So I'm banking on that being the case again. We will see. Monte Morris is another player that's been getting consistent minutes. That's on a lot of waiver wires right now, and you may want to consider scooping him up, especially with him playing 4 games this week. He's not a guy that gets a ton of assists, but he keeps his turnovers low. And on occasion, he can score, get you consistent three-pointers. He's more of a categories guy than a points league guy. But if you're in need of a point guard, he's one of those guys I like to target. Kentavious Caldwell-Pope plays 4 games this week. While his last game was pedestrian compared to his game on January 21st, he still has some upside for his ability to get three-pointers and steals. He's not going to do much outside of that. He will have that occasional blow-up, but he has the potential of getting you multiple threes a night as well as getting you a decent number of steals. So he's somebody I would pick up because I value those categories, especially from a point guard. He's not a guy that's going to get you assists, so don't pick him up if that's what you're expecting. George Hill had a pretty decent game on January 24th. He had 22 points, had 2 steals. He's been inconsistent so far, but as long as he's getting playing time, he's worthy of some consideration because he can help your percentages, and he does chip in across the board. He is a low-end pickup, and I do have worries that he's going to have numerous rest games, which are going to damper whatever value he can bring to your team. But in a 14-team league or deeper, I wouldn't mind having him. In a 12-team league, chances are you have better options. Some of the guys I named above, even TJ McConnell, I probably prefer over George Hill, in my opinion. A lot of people are moving on from Shake Milton after having a great couple of games while the 76ers were shorthanded. With them not being as shorthanded, Shake Milton's numbers have taken a hit and people are moving on. He's only 44% rostered right now. Personally speaking, I'd probably pick him up. I'd say 12-team leagues, even though the performances are a little rough. I think they're still figuring out that rotation, and I still think he's going to be an important part of that rotation. He is a great scorer. He's a smart player. They sing his praises, and even though there are going to be some shaky games, I still think he will have some consistent production long term. So he's somebody, if he's dropped and I have a space open, I would consider picking up Shake Milton, even though a lot of people are moving on right now. His value is very low. Sometimes you have to take that risk, stomach a few bad games for that long-term potential. Wayne Ellington is somebody else that's getting minutes consistently over the last few games. And I told you guys before, he has that ability to get you a good amount of three-pointers, and he can get you steals here and there, though it can be inconsistent. As long as he's getting minutes, I would consider picking him up. Even in some 12-team leagues, he tends to run hot. But then when he gets cold, he can go cold for several games. So while he's hot, he's worthy of consideration. And it does look like he has 4 games this week. So he's one of those guys that when he's on, he can win you that three-point category by himself. Well, not by himself, but he just gives you a very huge boost for a guy you can pick up with a streaming spot. He's only rostered in 26% of leagues, so somebody you heavily want to consider. Jeremy Lamb is now rostered in 44% of leagues, and you vegetarians were put on notice, and now he is not nearly as available as he was before, but he's still available in a good amount of leagues, and he's worthy of consideration as long as he's getting minutes on that team. He has the ability to score, do so efficiently, shoot efficiently from the free throw line, get you some threes. We've seen him in the past get you a sprinkle of steal and blocks as well. So he's somebody that I value. Picked him up where I had the chance to pick him up while his value was still very low. The value is a lot higher right now. So if you got him, congratulations. Dellen Wright is rostered in 42% of leagues, and he's been surprising me with the assist numbers. He didn't get any steals this last game, and the three turnovers is disappointing. The scoring really hasn't been consistent at all, but with the assist and steals and his ability to, on occasion, blow up and score some, he's a bit of a roller coaster ride, but he can be fun because when he's on, he's on. So if you're looking for somebody that has some upside but also has some bust potential, Dellen Wright is somebody to consider. David Nwaba has been really good over the last few games, starting for a very injured and just not healthy Houston Rockets team. But he's been producing with the minutes he's been getting. This last game, he had 18 points, 3 assists, a steal, 2 3-pointers. And we've seen him do this in the past when he's gotten minutes. My concerns are that this value isn't long term. He only plays 3 games this week. So if you do pick him up, keep in mind that his production is probably short term production. And that if you see one of these guys that you think can help you more long term, you may want to consider the long-term value over the short-term value. Just something to keep in mind. Justin Holiday, somebody that I've been telling you guys to pick up as well for a while now. He's still only rostered in 34% of leagues. He can consistently hit 3-pointers for you. He consistently gets steals for you. 2 categories I value very highly. His field goal percentage so far this season has been pretty decent. He's my second favorite Holiday brother to have in fantasy basketball, and if he's available in your league, you should strongly consider picking him up, because again, he really helps your team, especially in category leagues where he helps you in several categories and doesn't really specifically hurt you in any. Norman Powell is somebody I've criticized in the past, and I've said that I'm just not a huge fan of in fantasy basketball. He's had a couple of strong games. He's been getting minutes, and his team's won 2 games in a row with him getting consistent minutes. So I'd say that gives him a value. He looks like he has secured a starting role, at least for now, as long as the team is being successful. And if he's producing and the team is doing well, that opens up that role possibly for the entire season. So Norman Powell's rostered in 58% of leagues. He's somebody, if he's available in any leagues, he's probably not available in any league where I want to pick him up. But in 12-team leagues or deeper, you should definitely consider him because it looks like he has some opportunity to perform for the majority of the season. Again, as long as the team is doing well with him getting those minutes, which it looks like they are. Alec Burks, somebody else that I told you guys to consider picking up while he was still injured. He's now 54% rostered, hit 5 3-pointers, had 18 points, 3 steals. The steals are a nice bonus, not something you normally get from Alec Burks, but the 5 3-pointers, definitely nice. Nice efficiency. The minutes were there. I think as long as he's healthy, he's going to get consistent minutes. And with consistent minutes, I think we're going to see some consistent production. I picked him up where I could find him. Because he was killing it the few games he was able to play. He is an injury risk, so he's not somebody that I would build too strongly around. But as long as he's healthy, I would deploy him on my team for sure. Evan Fournier is not somebody available in too many waiver wires, but he's a 77% rostered. But he had a strong game, played 33 minutes, and this is his third game in a row, scoring over 20 points. So really strong production from him. And the injury there to that injury to Markelle Fultz has just opened up significant playing time. And it looks like once he's been returned to the lineup, the game has become easier for Cole Anthony. Cole Anthony has been performing better because Evan Fournier is able to handle the ball and he can draw some of that defensive attention away, which has really opened up the game for other players on that team. So that means, in my opinion, Evan Fournier makes a strong pickup in whatever leagues you are able to grab him, which aren't many. But whatever buy low window existed, I know people were pretty down on him. He's back and he's performing well. And he deserves a shout out specifically for that. This is a guy I hyped up a lot based on his preseason performance, and he has been slowly turning it on. He's been getting consistent steals now for several games, and his playing time, after starting the season not getting a whole lot of playing time, his playing time has been pretty good. Going back to looks like January 12th, we're seeing him get over 20 minutes consistently, getting you good steals numbers with those minutes, and getting you three-pointers. So this is a guy that was killing it in preseason, and it looks like he's starting to get minutes. So I'm going to put him out on notice. He's only 5% rostered. It's time that you keep an eye on him because he could end up helping your team. Kevin Huerter's had a rough couple of games, but I still believe highly in him. If he happens to be dropped in your league after these rough games, I would still pick him up. He's still getting consistent minutes. And in my opinion, he's a dynamic player that can contribute in several categories. Even here in the game, he hurt you. Still got you 2 3-pointers, got you 2 steals, and only had 1 turnover. So if he's in your league and he's dropped, I would consider picking him up. I value him highly. He's only rostered in 58% of leagues, and he's going to be better than these last few games have indicated. Jalen Brunson has some short-term streamer value as long as the team is not at full health. We don't know how soon Aronde Hollis Jefferson is going to come back. We don't know how soon Josh Richardson is going to come back. These players returning are going to affect Jalen Brunson's playing time, but as long as they are out, with them having 4 games this week, he could be a decent streamer for you. You could pick him up for a game or two. And if you hear that they'll be returning, you might even feel it out, see how many minutes they're getting. But chances are once they do return, that Jalen Brunson's value is going to go out the window. So he's more of a streamer rather than a long-term pickup. Jad Vanderbilt had 21 minutes, had a double-double with 2 steals and a block. Had 0 turnovers, and this happened in a win. So, again, with a Minnesota team that's been struggling, you have to keep an eye on performances like that, especially when they come in wins, because that means the coach might want to see more of that, which means more minutes for him, and he may be able to produce for you. He's only rostered in 11% of leagues. He does play 4 games this week, so somebody you could consider as a low-end pickup that has some upside to produce. Torian Prince is somebody else that I've recommended here over the last week or two. He's been getting pretty consistent playing time on this Cleveland Cavaliers team. They did win 2 of their last 3 games with him playing over 20 minutes. He played 32 minutes in a win against Brooklyn on January 20th. He can be a very streaky shooter, so he's a guy that can hurt your field goal percentage, but he can also have decent scoring nights where he's getting you 19, 20 points with multiple 3-pointers and a sprinkle of steals and blocks. As you can see here, he's gotten me a block over the last 3 games, and he's been getting me some steals as well as some assists for a guy I was able to pick up when he was only like 3% owned. I've been pretty satisfied with him as a deep league asset. I probably wouldn't pick him up if the league is shallower than 14 teams, but in 14 teams or deeper, he's worthy of consideration. Eric Gordon is not a guy I normally recommend, but with Victor Oladipo not playing, Eric Gordon got some playing time, and he got 33 points at 6 3-pointers, and he's been scoring in the 20s over his last 4 games. So he's a guy, honestly, that I've slept on some. just because I've felt that he's inconsistent, hurts your field goal percentage, and doesn't really hurt get you consistent steals. And I like guys that get me steals. He's been really good so far, but there's been John Wall missing games, and there's also been Victor Oladipo missing games. So it remains to be seen if he can be that good with the team at full capacity. You may want to consider trading him while he's sell high, though, with performances like this. Doug McDermott has been 32 minutes, and he's a guy that I've told you in the past can get you some three-pointers. The two steals he got in this last game, not typical, but he can score in the teens, and he can get you some three-pointers. And his efficiency has been pretty decent, so he looks like he's another guy that could benefit, though at some point it's going to be either Jeremy Lamb, Justin Holiday, or Doug McDermott. I'd say it's probably going to be two of those guys who are going to benefit, and I think Doug McDermott is going to be the odd man out. So if I could only own two of those three guys, it would be Jeremy Lamb and it would be Justin Holiday, at least in my opinion. Miles Bridges, only rostered in 45% of leagues. He had 18 points, two steals, hit two three-pointers. And I told you guys before, I like Miles Bridges. I like his upside. I like his potential. And I'm wearing his teammate LaMelo Ball's jersey. So, you know, I had to give him a shout out. Shout out to Miles Bridges. You've been pretty inconsistent, but your good games are pretty good. Lonnie Walker has four games this week, and in his last game, January 24th, he had 16 points, three steals. He's been hit or miss so far, but again, with four games played this week and playing time there available to him, he may be worthy of a streamer spot. I think that's all he's worth right now, a streamer spot. I don't know how much I love his long-term potential, especially once that Spurs team comes closer to full health with the return of Derek White. And we saw DeJounte Murray. We thought he may miss some time with an ankle injury. Ended up not being serious at all. So thankfully, of course, we're very happy for that. But overall, though, I don't like his long-term potential for Lonnie Walker. Josh Richardson could be back at some point this week. So we still don't know when he's going to be back. We mentioned it before with Jalen Brunson. But if you want to pick him up and throw him in your IR, he's been pretty underwhelming so far this season, but he may have some opportunity and some upside while his value is so low right now. He's rostered in 51% of leagues, but I know he's available in some of mine. You can see here he's available in four leagues of mine. I could pick him up and throw him in the IR. I know some of my IRs are too full for him, but you may want to consider him while his value is low. Darius Bazley. Somebody, maybe I wasn't wrong. I apologize too early for Darius Bazley. I had thoughts and feelings that he would be inconsistent, and it ended up being that I was right. Now, a lot of people, I was on Reddit Fantasy Basketball, and I saw some people upset that they were led on a hype train, and people upset that they were told it was a can't-miss prospect. But if you go back to my drafts, anytime I was asked about Darius Bazley, I normally would say I wasn't very high on him. And I didn't sell you on that hype train. I've sold you on other hype trains, but that is not one I sold you on. I gave him some props when he started the season off well, but overall, though, inconsistency is what I expect from him. The steals numbers haven't even really been there. The percentages haven't been great. 1.7 turnovers when he gets you 1.4 assists just doesn't screen quality fantasy production to me. The opportunity's been there for him. He's not capitalizing on it, at least as a fantasy basketball asset. So I don't know that I want to recommend him even yet, unless you're like in a 14 team league and you want to take a flyer on his upside. He does have upside. I don't want to deny that at all. But personally speaking, I think you have better options. DeMarcus Cousins had a throwback game January 23rd, filling in for the injured Christian Wood. He had 28 points, 17 rebounds, 5 assists, 4 three-pointers. He did have 4 turnovers. Now, we have not seen that sort of playing time for him with Christian Wood healthy. Will he get that sort of playing time now? I don't know. We haven't seen it up until this point. He's 59% rostered, so if you want to give him a shot and he's available on your waiver wire to see if he gets consistent minutes, go ahead. Just keep in mind, though, that when Christian Wood was healthy, he was not getting that sort of opportunity. And somebody that I guess I can mention, I don't know, I was thinking of not, but Danilo Gallinari is back from his injury. He's been getting playing time in the teens. I don't know if that's going to remain that low or if he's going to get more. It's hard to gauge what the Hawks are doing. They have a good mix of veterans, but they also have a lot of young players that they're trying to develop and give touches to. So it seems like an odd fit. But Danilo Gallinari could be a sneaky pickup. He's 67% rostered. So somebody to keep an eye on, especially if he starts getting minutes closer to 30, if he can stay healthy. We've seen him be a valuable fantasy contributor in the past. Royce O'Neal to me is more of a boring pickup, but he does have four games this week and he can get you three pointers on occasion. He can help you with your assist and your rebounding. He doesn't get as many steals and blocks as I would hope. When I like glue guys, I like more steals and blocks. But again, with four games this week, he can contribute in several categories. You may want to consider him as a streamer if you're in a league with not a whole lot going on the waiver wire. Robert Covington continues to get minutes, continues to get opportunity. The opportunity is there, and he continues to struggle. It is getting harder and harder for me to recommend for you to hold on. So if you feel that you cannot stomach his production any longer, then I will not judge you at all if you feel that you need to drop him. I, however, will continue to hold on as long as he's getting the minutes. I think as long as he's getting the minutes, he's going to figure it out. He's going to go on a hot streak, and then his value is going to go through the roof. And I'm just going to hold on. I know if I drop him, I'm going to end up regretting it at some point. So I'm just going to stomach this bad production and count on my guy. My guy has gone helped me out so many times in the past that I just know he still has more fantasy basketball juice in that tank. And I'm going to hold on as long as he's getting that playing time. If you don't want to hold on with me, I will not judge you. You go ahead and you make the move that you feel is best. But I have to do what's right for my team, and that, to me right now, is holding on to Robert Covington. Cameron Johnson is rostered in only 30% of leagues. He's been getting consistent playing time, and we've heard his coach say that they want to prioritize his development because his shooting can help that starting lineup, and they want to prioritize seeing him develop. So I would pick him up where available. He's rostered in only 30% of leagues. He can be pretty dynamic. He can get you three-pointers. He can get you steals. He can score. And we've seen his efficiency be pretty decent in the past. So he's somebody I would strongly consider picking up where available. Jermichael Green may have some low-end value, though I'm concerned that with the return of Michael Porter Jr., he's just not going to have enough opportunity to produce. But again, in a deeper format, he can hit three pointers on occasion. He can get some blocks. He could help you in a deeper format where there's just not a whole lot on the waiver wire. That's the only situation where I would consider picking up Jermichael Green. I'm not picking him up in a 12 team league, and there's some 14 team leagues where I'm probably not picking him up either. Naz Reid had one of his better performances of the season, had 20 points, 2 3-pointers, had a block. His playing time is tied to the absence of Karl Anthony Towns once Karl Anthony Towns is able to return from COVID, which I'm assuming would be here in the next week and a half. Then Naz Reid would lose a lot of value. But while Karl Anthony Towns is out, if you need a big man who has the ability to get blocks and also hit 3-pointers, you could probably do a whole lot worse than Naz Reid. We saw Daniel Theis get 24 minutes, had 17 points, 2 steals, and 2 blocks. And he's been getting consistent playing time since January 15th. He's getting 20 or more minutes. And if you're in need of a low-end big, now may be the time to pick him up. You see here he's available in some of my leagues. This is a 12-team league. I don't know if I want to pick him up. Let's see. Just so we could see what my options are. Yeah, I don't know if there's anyone I would want to drop here. But if I really needed a center, which I could use a center here, would I drop Nerlens Noel for him? I would probably consider making that move. Though Nerlens Noel's shot blocking has been pretty good. Well, before getting two duds over the last two games. But before that, he was getting consistent blocks. So maybe that is a move I would make. I don't know. I would have to think on it some. Bobby Portis may have been dropped in some leagues after he had an 8-point game, a 4-point game, a 4-point game, and then a postponed game. But I would consider picking him up. We saw him get 27 minutes, got 21 points, had 6 rebounds. And we saw him perform pretty well earlier on in the season. We've seen him get consistent playing time for the majority of the season. And I still think he has some upside to produce for you. So I would pick him up where available. Robert Williams, love his opportunity to get you some blocks. I would love to see him get more than 15 minutes per game. We did see him get a DNP, a did not play on January 20th. But as you can see, the games he did play, he got one block on January 22nd, and on January 24th got 3 blocks, and he did that in only 15 minutes. If this guy were able to get consistent playing time in the 20 to 25 minute range, he could get you close to 2 blocks per game. I love his upside. He's only rostered in 18% of leagues. And I love him in those deeper formats just as a lottery ticket. Because if he ever stumbled onto like 25 to 30 minutes per game, he's going to get a ton of blocks. And that could help your team out tremendously for a guy that's only rostered in 18% of leagues right now. Enes Kanter had a 3-block game, and blocks have been there over the last few games for him. We've seen him get 3 blocks on January 13th, got 5 blocks January 16th, and now he got 3 blocks against New York January 24th. Normally not something we expect from Enes Kanter, though it's a pleasant surprise. He is now rostered in 70% of leagues, and he has value as long as Jusuf Nurkić is out. If you picked him up, congratulations. He's definitely been helping your team. I recently traded him away and got some decent players back, so his value's pretty high right now relative to what it was before the season started. JaVale McGee's a center I'm strongly considering picking up in some deeper formats. I picked him up in a very deep 16-team league because there have been some rumors that he may be on the trade block or that teams are inquiring about trading for his services, and it would make sense. That Cavaliers team now has Andre Drummond. They also have Jared Allen. They really don't have a need for JaVale McGee, so if they're able to get maybe some compensation in the form of a second-round pick, maybe a late first-round pick, we may see JaVale McGee on a team where he can consistently get 20 minutes per game. So he did get 15 minutes January 24th, and he got 2 blocks. And I'm picking him up, hoping he can get consistent playing time, and if not, as soon as I get Jonas Valanciunas back, he's going to return right back to the waiver wire where I picked him up. But there's one other center I would consider you guys. He's a lottery ticket. Let's call him that. Let me look him up. Norvell Pels, 0% owned. He just signed. I believe that he's already signed with the Brooklyn Nets. So they've signed him to be a center because they are very thin on centers, and they signed a guy who's known for his shot blocking ability. So somebody to keep an eye on. He's available in almost 100% of leagues, but he just signed with the Brooklyn Nets, a Brooklyn Nets team that's been struggling defensively and doesn't have many centers outside of DeAndre Jordan. They've been playing Jeff Green out of position at center, but he is not a center. So they looks like they're signing Norvell Pelle. So this is your opportunity in your deep, deep format to pick him up to see if he is able to produce for you. Let me see if I pick him up in my Brock Lesnar Hoops Cash League. I don't know if I have any drops that I would want to make. Maybe I would consider Jermichael Green. I don't know. I have a pretty decent deep team right here. But if I needed a big man and I just wanted to take a flyer and just you know, a prayer of a guy hoping that he could get 15 to 20 minutes and get you good amount of blocks, maybe even more than that, because DeAndre Jordan is just not that good anymore. He's one that I would take a gamble on. So here's a very deep league pickup type player for you, like 20 team leagues type situation. Norvell Pell, somebody to keep an eye on. All right, guys. So to finish this off, I absolutely had to cover this. So I decided to make a poll the other day because I needed this for my market research. Has this channel made fantasy basketball easier for you to understand and to enjoy? And the voting breakdown was absolutely shocking to me. So 76% said yes, definitely. 18% said a little bit, I suppose. Okay. So that means we're looking at 94% of you have found some sort of value from the fantasy basketball content that I am providing. That is the absolute biggest validation that I could get to make me continue hustling, grinding, and bringing out this content, to know that that is the approval rating that I am getting right now based on 170 people that voted, which is a decent size sample size, if I can say so myself. Now, something that was incredibly shocking to me was that only 6% of people said, no, you're a giant nerd. It should definitely be closer to at least 40% of you saying that I'm a giant nerd. The fact that you guys did not take the opportunity to do that is highly disappointing to me and to my nerddom. I've been a nerd for a very long time, and I've dealt with trials and tribulations related to my nerddom, and I've always worn it like a badge of honor. So to only see 6% of people vote for me being a giant nerd is just incredibly insulting, and definitely I've been doing something wrong. Something wrong is also what you've been doing if you have not gone to BarackLesnarHoops.com. You've been doing something incredibly wrong, and we're going to go there right now, BarackLesnarHoops.com. You're going to see the latest uploads available right here. If you want to support and you want the latest from the two greatest newsbreakers in the NBA, we got the latest tweets from Adrian Wojnarowski and from Sham Sharania. And we just learned, for example, the Chicago and Memphis game on Wednesday was postponed. So you get these sort of updates. We have that on the website. And what else do we have? You could get the podcast right here. All right. So if you prefer this content in podcast form, this is the place for you to come get it. And the other place I would highly recommend you visit, you could interact with our social media pages right here. But if you were to click Barack Lesnar Hoops Fantasy Basketball Group on Facebook, you can join the official group of Barack Lesnar Hoops Fantasy Basketball. As you can see here, has 400 members, and we want you to be member 401. Well, maybe 402, because it does look like there's a member request there. But all right, guys, if you enjoyed this content, please do me a favor again. Thumbs up for the YouTube algorithm. If you're new to Barack Lesnar Hoops, please subscribe. Be on the lookout for more videos from Barack Lesnar Hoops, including a Rate My Team video where you guys contributed to your teams. You showed me your teams and you asked me to rate them. And that's exactly what I'm going to do. That video is coming soon here in the next few days. All right, y'all. Until next time, this is Barack Lesnar of Barack Lesnar Hoops. Happy Monday. It's week 6, baby. Let's get it.